Dementia cases may reach 100 million by the year 2050. Researchers have discovered something that may help the elderly remain mentally sharp, and it's as easy as riding a bike. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
At the Barrington of Fort Thomas, physical therapist John Atwood stands by a special stationary bike and talks to 83-year-old resident Richard Rosel.
We're going to try a new one today, okay?
What's the range?
This one's 2.9 miles.
2.9.
Yep, you got a steer, remember?
This Espresso bike made by Interactive Fitness Holdings is not just any bike, it's a cybercycle. Users can set the screen course to any one of about 40 exotic real or fantasy locations and bike a certain number of miles while making it as easy or as difficult as they want.
You can be in Italy, you can be in Rome, you can be on the beach, you can be chasing dragons, you can be going through the redwood forest and going through tunnels in the trees. And this one, he's in, it looks like a jungle setting.
Barrington has only had this bike for 2 months now, and it's already a hit.
A bunch of the residents who have been doing it, they first started off, they weren't exactly sure about riding a bike, and they're kind of scared that I haven't ridden a bike in years, but once they've seen this and it's not just some monotonous exercise that they don't want to do anymore, they're actually performing something that they've wanted to do in the past and actually challenging themselves and having to think when they're going through it.
The Espresso bike is just like the ones used in a recent study showing exercising both your mind and body may give a brain boost to seniors. Kay Anderson Hanley of Union College and her co-authors concluded 23% of older adults who choose exergaming with interactive physical and cognitive exercise may see added cognitive benefits and perhaps prevent decline. The research was published earlier this year in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. 102 older adults ages 58 to 99 from 8 retirement communities enrolled. Therapist Atwood says the Mayo Clinic is also thinking about doing a study. He looks down at the bike and goes over more features.
You can also watch TV on here, and there's radio stations and things like that, but you're thinking while you're doing something physical, and the studies have shown there's a big benefit to that.
Rosel keeps track of his time and tries to beat it the next time. He looks forward to riding the bike 3 to 5 times a week.
It's more interesting, and it's more of an achievement thing for me. I rode a bike when I was younger until I discovered cars and girls.
And they were more exciting, maybe.
Yes.
Okay, but you've slowed down a little bit, and now you're back at the bike. So we were talking about it is more interesting to look at. Are there any, like, records? Are you competitive? Do you going to try to...
Challenges? Yeah.
Richard is not into Facebook, but Atwood says you can keep your relatives updated on your progress.
Just like my friends, they'll go out on a run and their cell phones track what they've done and they post it. I ran so many miles in so long. This bike can do the same thing. It said I rode this many miles in this amount of time and I burned this many calories, and you can post that to Facebook.
Atwood says Barrington is the only regional independent and assisted living home to have one of these bikes. Barrington is doing a trial. If you buy the bike, according to the manufacturer's website, it costs $8,000. On this day, Richard wasn't yet ready to go for the hardest route.
The hardest one, let's see here, is the extreme, and as you can see, it is 20 miles. So you're going for 20 miles, and as you can see on this one, it's called Savage Revenge, and there are abominable snowmen running around all over the course as well. So this will take you 60-plus minutes to perform this this course going at a very fast pace. So it can be a very challenging machine, or it can be easy. It just depends on what the person needs.
Now, Richard, can you ever see yourself doing the one that you're chased by abominable snowmen?
That's the max, is it?
Yes. 60 minutes.
I don't think I'd last that.
Women in the lobby at Barrington wondered why a reporter was there. When I told them about the cybercycle, they said they would have to try it too. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.